You ever drink real water? If there's real water, does that mean there's a fake water? In March of 2021, there was a company marketing and selling alkaline water who's now being investigated by the US FDA because there have been a string of severe medical cases that appear to be linked to the consumption of that alkaline water. So this is a developing story, and honestly, even the things that the news reports and what you can find online right now in April 2021 may not necessarily represent the entire story. So in this case, I'm going to tell you the questions that come up in my mind that the FDA, maybe even the water company themselves, don't have the answers to right now. On March 13, 2021, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration was alerted to 5 cases of acute non-viral hepatitis. That's inflammation of the liver that happened suddenly and wasn't because of a virus. All 5 of these cases resulted in the patient's liver shutting down, called acute liver failure. The worst part about this is that it happened in infants and children in November of 2020. In all 5 cases, the cause was unknown and had been reported to Southern Nevada Health District. Luckily, all 5 of these patients were able to recover. The interesting thing about this is that the 5 patients came from 4 different households. 2 different adults and 3 extra children from 2 of those households experienced fever, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, and fatigue. Whether or not they experienced acute liver failure for some time wasn't recorded. It doesn't appear that they were hospitalized for these symptoms, and regulatory authorities were able to trace back what was common with everyone involved. They all had consumed some alkaline water, in particular that of a specific brand that appears to be sold in Las Vegas, Mountain Region, and West Coast. So what is alkaline water? Alkaline means it's basic, meaning that it's limited in acid content. In chemistry, the pH is the negative log of the hydrogen ion concentration. Hydrogens are acids. The more hydrogen ions there are, the more acidic something is, which means that its pH is lower. If something is basic, then it means that there's less hydrogen and the pH goes up. It all references the same equation. As a side note, I don't think anyone in clinic has ever mentioned pOH, which if you look at water, if you remove H, then you're left with OH. So lower pOH means stronger base. For all intents and purposes, we only talk about H+, so we only talk in context of acids. So if you're a student in a chemistry class that wants to trip you up talking about pOH, it's really just to make sure that you get the concept of the equation. They do weird stuff in classes like that. Water is technically supposed to be at pH of around 7, which is right in the middle of the scale. It's neutral. And that should make sense because the scale is based off of solutions in water. But the reality is that it's going to have a range for water. It could be something like 6 to 8. And that's fine because your body is a buffer system. You see, there's something called the Le Chatelier's principle, which generally describes the concept of equilibrium. If your body is in normal function and you add acid, your body will remove that acid. If you remove too much acid by, let's say, adding in a lot of base, then your body will create acid to maintain that balance. So how does your body do this? Well, when you breathe, it's oxygen in and carbon dioxide out. Carbon dioxide in water in the body exists in equilibrium as bicarbonate, which can take a hydrogen. What's another word for hydrogen? It's acid. So if it takes an acid, then it's base. So when you exercise, your body becomes more acidic. You breathe harder and faster to blow out more carbon dioxide to get rid of acid. And this isn't the only way that your body maintains acid balance. Assuming that you have functioning kidneys, you can pee acid out too. All of this meaning that drinking alkaline water is kind of redundant, knowing that your body maintains an equilibrium and balance of pH. And it does this pretty quickly through breathing, and less quickly, but just as effectively through the urine. So people are paying a premium for this alkaline water, and it's not just a little premium. In some cases, it can be like 5 to 6 times that of bottled water, and bottled water is already 50 times the price of tap water. And I understand here in America, if you may not trust the tap water. You may hear about stuff like lead pipes, not just from the city, but also from old homes, but also old apartment buildings. And maybe that would be in violation of some building code or something. You can never always trust the inspectors because they might actually miss something by mistake. And so water by itself technically should be around pH 7. If you want to make it alkaline, you'd have to add something to make it higher. And honestly, alkaline water across multiple brands have shown to be probably okay for your health. People do buy it and they do drink it and they turn out to be okay. If you want to buy it and drink it, more power to you. But to make alkaline water, It doesn't just come that way. You would have to add something to it, which could predispose it to potential contamination, bringing us back to this particular alkaline water brand that apparently caused hepatitis. On March 19th, 2021, 6 days after the FDA was alerted to 5 cases of acute non-viral hepatitis, they identified this particular brand of alkaline water was the one common link among all 5 hospitalization cases, as well as symptoms demonstrated by other people from those same households. There was a brief back and forth between the FDA and the company, as the FDA was demanding more information about the product and what was happening. Understandable from both sides that the FDA wants to know what's happening, and the company also wants to cover their own butts, because once you have the feds and they're looking at you, they have their eyes on you, you're going to be in for one hell of a ride. Anything that you say and do can and will be used against you, and the dogpiling is probably only going to start from right there. And anyone who's ever worked in any company knows if someone catastrophically messes something up, any other person might not know for a while. And then that person who screwed up could quit and then leave the company, and then good luck trying to hold them accountable. But that's a hypothetical, and I'm not going to take any sides here. I'm not going to make any excuses for anyone, because I'm just saying that I can maybe understand why things are happening the way that they are. The next day, the company issued a recall of its water, including the multi-gallon containers, as well as the 1.5 liter, 1 liter, half a liter, and 1 gallon containers, as well as a 4-ounce concentrate. This blows my mind. What is alkaline water concentrate? I get if you want to flavor your water with concentrated liquid, like to get a Kool-Aid cherry or a tropical punch type of thing, but what is alkaline water concentrate? And so we're here. The company has issued a recall, as well as the CEO has apologized on video. FDA has written that the company was still promoting on social media their product on March 31st. Although, I'm going to be honest, it could have just been like an ads campaign that expired on April 1st. And who knows, maybe the platform or something could have missed ending that campaign early. I'm not going to find excuses for what happened on the company's part. And so now there's even more cases that have been reported that are also linked to this particular brand of alkaline water. All of this coming from a lawsuit that's now being filed. So the biggest question to me is, what caused this? Generally, alkaline water shouldn't be harmful to you. What I described earlier is that it's redundant, not necessarily harmful. The marketing says that it's infused with negative ions. I mean, that's the very definition of a base. It's OH minus, which is a negative ion. If these people's illness are really linked to this particular alkaline water, and the FDA is the one who's going to really be able to find this detail out, then that particular batch of water was probably contaminated somehow. And if you look at what these people are saying, the symptoms do vary a little bit, but they all seem in line with some degree of hepatotoxicity. It's not clear if the reported stroke was ischemic or hemorrhagic, at least I wasn't able to find it, meaning that it could have either been a blood clot getting lodged into the brain, or the blood thinning out so much that it bleeds out into the brain. So if we're just looking at liver toxicity, then it's possible that the contaminant here could be one or a combination of heavy metals. Heavy metals bind to cysteine-rich proteins, which can be in enzymes, and your liver is enzyme central. This could cause toxicity to the liver because when you drink water, it goes into your intestines and absorbs directly into your liver. The damage to the enzymes would cause the liver to shut down, leading to a variety of problems. There wasn't a virus in the water, and I'm not really sure what other toxins there could have been that could have caused this kind of damage. And on the company's website, they put up some lab tests from what I guess is one of their facilities, and it doesn't seem like there was any heavy metal contamination in the samples that they tested. Who knows? Maybe there was a freak accident in that one lot and it wouldn't have gotten tested, and it may have happened at a different time from the day of testing, as some of the patients who got sick in November. And really, you don't need to add heavy metals to make water alkaline, so it's not like it was part of their secret formula to make alkaline water concentrate. It may have been, but I don't think it should have been. Whatever happened may not have been intentional. Probably not intentional, but let's let the regulators answer those questions. It's bad for business if your customers' livers are shutting down. At best, you want the water to do what water does, hydrate the person and participate in normal body functions. If you happen to be a proponent of alkaline water, It's really unfortunate that this is tied to your water now. I don't want to speak definitively here, but liver damage really shouldn't have an association specifically with alkaline water. But you also didn't really need to have the high pH water in the first place because your body handles all of that. If you insist, you're free to buy whatever water you want. I'm not going to stop you. But the damage is already done to these patients, and those who have lost something, anything, they're not going to get what they lost back. Whatever the case is, we need to figure out exactly what caused the liver failure in these patients. Where did the causative agent come from, and how did it end up getting into the water? Because it may not just be isolated to this company. If it happens somewhere upstream their supply chain, they get the water from somewhere. It's not like they synthesize water from scratch. Stopping the current supply of this particular water is probably a good first step, but it can be scarier if this keeps happening to people because the contamination is getting in earlier. And let's say other water companies or even the public utilities got to distributing that particular contaminated water. And so those are the things that I would be the most concerned about right now from my perspective. As the investigation is ongoing, we'll see what comes out of this. Thank you so much for watching. Take care of yourself. And be well.